Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. Russian President Vladimir Putin to pay a two-day state visit to India from tomorrow to take part in 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. U.S. halts processing of immigration applications from 19 countries across Africa, Asia and the Middle East. British parliamentarian John McDonnell voices concerns about recent human rights violations by Pakistani forces in Balochistan. World Meteorological Organization warns of deadly Asia floods as extreme rains batter the region. And in men's cricket, South Africa defeat India by 4 wickets in second ODI in Raipur. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will pay a state visit to India tomorrow for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. Our correspondent reports that the visit will provide an opportunity for the leadership of India and Russia to review progress in bilateral relations, set the vision for strengthening the special and privileged strategic partnership.
Russia has been a long-standing and time-tested partner for India. Development of India-Russia relations has been a key pillar of India's foreign policy. Since the signing of the Declaration on the India-Russia Strategic Partnership in October 2000, India-Russia ties have acquired a qualitatively new character with enhanced levels of cooperation in almost all areas. During the visit of the Russian president to India in December 2010, the strategic partnership was elevated to the level of special and privileged strategic partnership. Intensifying the trade and economic relations has been identified as a priority area with a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Bilateral trade between India and Russia reached a record high of $68.7 billion in 2024-25. Suparna Saikia for World News.
Russia has denied reports stating that President Vladimir Putin rejected all of the U.S. peace proposals for Ukraine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said it is inaccurate to claim President Putin rejected U.S. peace proposals during talks in Moscow with U.S. special envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. He described the meeting as the first direct exchange of views, with some ideas accepted and others deemed unacceptable, portraying the process as a routine search for compromise. Peskov declines to reveal details of the five-hour discussion, stressing that quiet diplomacy increases productivity and expressing hope that Washington will follow the same approach. On the other hand, in Brussels, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said his team will hold discussions with Trump's envoys in the United States. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels today to review the Ukraine-Russia war and strengthen the alliance's defense and deterrence posture. NATO's Secretary General, Mark Rutte, urged members to increase military aid, stressing that Ukraine remains dependent on allied supplies as Russia has intensified its attacks. The United States has halted the processing of immigration applications from 19 countries across Africa, Asia and the Middle East. Under the new policy, applicants from the listed countries will face an expanded vetting process. Officials said the move aims to protect the integrity of the immigration system and close existing security gaps, though they provided no timeline for the pause or clarity on whether more nations may be added. Countries facing the most severe restrictions include Afghanistan, Burma, Chad, the Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. UK Member of Parliament John McDonnell has voiced concerns about the recent human rights violations by Pakistani forces in Balochistan, including the abductions of Baloch women, besides the reported use of drones in internal security operations. A report.
Raising the matter recently in the UK House of Commons, UK Member of Parliament John McDonnell submitted parliamentary questions and tabled an early day motion for the UK government to respond. The Balochistan Post reported that the motion draws attention to the drone strike in Khuzdar's Zehri on 5th of October, which claimed the lives of 6 people, including 4 children. It also highlighted the enforced disappearance of Mahjabeen Baloch, a specially abled student who has been missing since 29th of May, and the abduction of the teenage girl Nasreena Baloch on 22nd of last month. Furthermore, concerns have been raised over punishment practices, particularly the arrest of 5 Baloch women by the Pakistan Security Forces on 17th of November. Earlier in November, a leading human rights organization drew attention to a serious humanitarian crisis in Balochistan, warning of a surge in systematic oppression and violence perpetrated by the Pakistani authorities. In its report, Baloch Yak Jeheti Committee documented 168 victims of enforced disappearances during September and October, of whom 12 victims were released, 17 were killed in custody, and 140 remained missing. Swati Rakheja for World News.
The World Meteorological Organization, WMO, warned of deadly Asia floods as extreme rains batter the region. Devastating monsoon rains and tropical cyclones have unleashed catastrophic flooding across parts of South and Southeast Asia, killing hundreds of people, displacing communities, and causing major economic disruption, WMO said at a UN press briefing in Geneva on Tuesday. Claire Nullis, a WMO official, said the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam and Sri Lanka are among the worst hit as monsoon-related downpours combine with tropical typhoons. Cyclone hit Sri Lanka is witnessing a gradual relief as all major flood alerts have been lifted, with the Irrigation Department confirming steady drops in river levels. The death toll, however, has risen to 474, with 356 people still missing. Meanwhile, India, under Operation Sagar Bandhu, has been deploying air, sea and ground assets to support relief efforts. An Indian Air Force C-17 Globemaster aircraft today delivered a Bailey Bridge to Sri Lanka. More from our Colombo correspondent.
Under Operation Sagar Bandhu, India has delivered a vital lifeline to cyclone-hit Sri Lanka. An Indian Air Force C-17 Globemaster aircraft has flown in a Bailey Bridge, a prefabricated quick-deploy structure designed to restore connectivity where roads and bridges have collapsed. With entire communities cut off after Cyclone Ditwa, this bridge will help reopen access for relief teams, medical support and essential supplies. India's assistance continues on a war footing, standing shoulder to shoulder with the people of Sri Lanka in their hour of need. Ahmed Muin Farooqi for World News. Colombo.
In men's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 4 wickets in the second game of the 3-match ODI series at the Shaheed Veer Narayan Singh International Stadium in Raipur tonight. South Africa achieved the target of 359 runs with the loss of 6 wickets and 4 balls to spare. Aidan Markram was the top scorer with 110 runs, followed by Matthew Pritzker with 68 runs. For India, Arshdeep Singh and Prasidh Krishna scalped 2 wickets each. Earlier, after winning the toss, the hosts scored 358 for 5 in the stipulated 50 overs. With this win, the 3-match ODI series is now level at 1-1. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Russian President Vladimir Putin to pay a 2-day state visit to India from tomorrow to take part in 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. US halts processing of immigration applications from 19 countries across Africa, Asia and the Middle East. British parliamentarian John McDonnell voices concerns about recent human rights violations by Pakistani forces in Balochistan. World Meteorological Organization warns of deadly Asia floods as extreme rains batter the region. And in men's cricket, South Africa defeat India by 4 wickets in second ODI in Raipur. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.